This sense of self-hatred and shame produces an increased level of emotional pain, which the man then has to work harder to deaden. One thing is certain. After a man gives in to his sexual compulsions long enough, he loses sight of the new man he's become in Christ and sees himself not as a son of God, but as an immoral man. Sadly, once he sees himself this way, acting out is easier. After all, he may say, "It's just the way I am." His sexual behavior is consistent with his current low self-worth, which is based on the cravings of his lower sinful thoughts and behaviors. These feelings of unworthiness may be fed by childhood experiences and memories. In the Old Testament, God repeatedly warned the Israelites that he would visit the sins of the fathers upon their children. We find this in Exodus 20, verse 5, and Numbers 14, verse 18. Nowhere is this more apparent than in the area of sexual compulsions. I don't take the Old Testament warning to mean that there is an inherited generational tendency that, like an unbroken chain, must link a man's behavior to his father. Rather, I think the dad models sexual behavior that a son will tend to follow. I've had numerous men who struggle with porn tell me they first saw it while reading a magazine belonging to their father, grandfather, uncle, or other family member. Often, they would masturbate while looking at the erotic images. Later, they would feel guilty and ashamed and tell themselves they were bad. Not only does the attraction to pornography carry over into adult life, so does the shame. Some men suffered sexual abuse as children, and even though they did nothing wrong, they may have a deep sense of emotional dirtiness and shame that triggers a fear that those they love will abandon them. One reason they fear abandonment is because parents who abuse them may have threatened to leave if they told their secret. Researchers Einst and Mandel note that within families in which incest has occurred, quote, "tremendous parental threats of abandonment were a most frequent technique employed by the parent to control or immobilize their children," close quote. Boys who fear desertion feel unwanted. It's easy for them to think if they're unwanted, they must be bad. And bad men do bad things, bad sexual things. "No one would love me if they really knew me." Because men feel safe with me, they frequently tell me things they're ashamed of. After listening to a painful confession, I'll frequently ask, "Have you told anyone else?" Usually, they'll answer with a very simple, "No, I have not." When I ask why, I'm told they don't have a friend, including their wife, who could handle it. They keep it to themselves to avoid rejection. They can't imagine...